Moscow says Ukraine drones hit targets deep inside Russia, including shoot down near capital. By Breitbart London on March 12, 2024. AP, Ukraine launched a wave of long-range drones against targets deep inside Russia on Tuesday. Russian officials said, hitting at least two oil facilities in the attack on eight regions of Russia in the latest display of Kyiv's expanding drone capacity. One drone struck and set ablaze an oil refinery in the Nizhny Novgorod region, according to regional governor Gleb Nikitin. That region is located some about 775 kilometers, 480 miles, from the Ukraine border. In another deep strike, a drone was shot down in the Moscow region, Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said. Though it was brought down well south of the city center, the drone was close to Zhukovsky Airport, one of Moscow's four international airports. Another drone hit an oil depot in Irkutsk, 116 kilometers, 95 miles, from Ukraine. The strikes appear to be evidence of Ukraine's growing sophistication in domestic drone technology and its brashness in taking the war to Russia. After the Kremlin's forces launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said last year that his country had developed a weapon that hit a target 700 kilometers, 400 miles, away, in an apparent reference to drones. Ukraine has also increasingly deployed sea drones in the Black Sea, where it claims to have sunk Russian warships. Kyiv's forces are hoping for more military supplies from Ukraine's Western partners, but in the meantime are struggling against a bigger and better provisioned Russian army that is pressing hard at certain frontline points inside Ukraine. Kyiv's increasingly bold attacks behind the 1,500-kilometer, 930-mile, frontline running through eastern and southern Ukraine are coinciding with Russia's presidential election. President Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win another six-year term, but Ukraine's attacks on Russian soil could embarrass him. The Russian Defense Ministry also said Tuesday that drones were intercepted over the Belgorod, Bryansk, Kursk, Leningrad and Tula regions of Russia. Separately, the ministry said that one Tu-Ku ballistic missile, with a range of about 70 kilometers, 40 miles, and eight Vampire missiles, which are fired from trucks and have a range of about 20 kilometers, 12 miles, were shot down over Belgorod. Russian border defenses are also reportedly being tested, though it was impossible to independently verify any side's battlefield reports. Fighters from Ukraine made an attempt to cross into the town of Tetkino, which lies right on the border, the governor of Russia's Kursk region, Roman Starovoyt, said Tuesday. There was an attempt by a sabotage and reconnaissance group to break through. There was a shooting battle, but there was no breakthrough, he said in a video message on Telegram. Meanwhile, soldiers who Kyiv officials are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine also claim to have crossed the border into Russia, as they have several times during the war. Soldiers from the Freedom of Russia Legion, the Russian Volunteer Corps and the Siberian Battalion released statements and videos on social media claiming to show them on Russian territory. They said they wanted a Russia liberated from Putin's dictatorship. The authenticity of the video couldn't be independently verified. The representative of Ukraine's intelligence agency, Andriy Yusov, told Ukrainska Pravda that the military groups are made up of Russian citizens. On the territory of the Russian Federation, they operate completely autonomously and independently, he said.